Thank you and good morning. We begin this morning with the tragic news that a 3-year-old boy died in an accidental drowning in Big Lagoon State Park on Monday afternoon. The boy and his family were on the lagoon side of the park when it was noticed by family members he was missing. Following a frantic search of the surrounding area, the boy was found in the water and resuscitation efforts proved futile. Traffic heading into and out of Ferndale on Highway 211 was rerouted on Monday afternoon after a 2-car collision at Goble Lane. Graciela Castaneda was waiting to make a left turn from Highway 211 onto Goble Lane when her vehicle was hit from behind by a pickup truck driven by Rodney Campbell of Rio Dell. Castaneda had 2 children in the car with her, and one of them, a 7-year-old girl, suffered major injuries in the crash. She was later airlifted to an out-of-area hospital for further treatment. Castaneda and Campbell both suffered minor injuries in the collision and were taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment. Impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. Build a most wanted poster and they will come. The Arcata Police Department issued a press release today detailing the arrest of a man wanted for the possession and possession for sale of marijuana. Within hours of posting the most wanted list to Facebook, Arcata police were tipped off after they released their latest most wanted poster and received several calls about 30-year-old Lance Lorenzen. Police and CHP officers responded to Lorenzen's residence in the 1400 block of School Road in McKinleyville. They took Lorenzen into custody without incident, and he was booked into county jail. Students at Humboldt State are protesting. Jordan Christmas has more.
Humboldt State University joined others across the nation protesting against racism and police violence in wake of the trial decisions to not indict the officer involved in the Ferguson shooting death of Michael Brown and the officer involved in the death of Eric Garner. 200 people gathered at the university quad to protest against police brutality and racism. Students, citizens, and children were holding signs to show their support.
Thank you, Jordan. In the early morning hours on Monday, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department responded to a vehicle fire near Herrick Avenue and Pinecrest in Eureka. 3 engine companies arrived at a 2-story residence and found a parked vehicle ablaze in the driveway. The fire was controlled within 5 minutes. The initial investigation has deemed that the cause of the fire is suspicious, however, and the County Arson Investigation Team is assisting Humboldt Bay Fire. Damage to the vehicle is estimated to be about $20,000. In the early morning hours on Sunday, there was a fire at a Fortuna Mill site that destroyed a chip trailer full of debris and damaged the inside of a metal shed. The investigation by the Fortuna Police Department is being handled as an arson. The fire spread to other contents of the metal building that the trailer was stored in as fire personnel arrived and pulled the trailer from the building to extinguish the flames. The investigation into the cause is ongoing. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after...
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors will make it official today when they are expected to adopt a county ordinance that combines the duties of the coroner public administrator with the sheriff's office. Lieutenant Dennis Young will oversee the transition and consolidation of the two operations.
It's quite a bite of the apple to make this transition. We're not going to try to reinvent the wheel. We're going to go out to different agencies that are similar to ours, a rural county that has a sheriff coroner, and hopefully we can manipulate it enough to deal with the idiosyncrasies in our department.
The supervisors approved the consolidation with a goal to provide better and more streamlined service and as a small cost-saving move as well. The agenda for today's supervisors' meeting is light, with a lot of administrative items in the consent calendar, but the board will also highlight the retirements of 2 county employees. The supervisors will honor Linda Modell with a proclamation. Modell retires after 28 years with the sheriff's office. The board will also issue and read a proclamation in honor of Dan Larkin, who retires after 15 years with the sheriff's office and the County Office of Emergency Services. The National Weather Service is forecasting more heavy rain for our region, and the next storm front is expected to move in on Wednesday. We can expect high winds and heavy rain through Thursday, and the snow level is expected to drop by the end of the week as well. The CHP is asking for drivers to slow down, plan for your trip to take a few minutes longer, and be prepared for changing road conditions. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.